Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Hi, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I am just bursting with excitement for today's show for several reasons. I haven't talked to you since Monday, and since then there has been, you know, every day there, it's an adventure, and every day it's just a new opportunity to expand and to grow and just to feel better and to just be grateful. So I'm bursting with that, and that was my theme for this week. But back to the show. For my new listeners, you're probably wondering, reality, spirituality, oh, gee, what? What? Well, reality spirituality is a term that I use to describe how spirituality and everyday life experiences link together. And so when we look at and analyze in a fun and playful way, analyze, not, oh gosh, what the hell happened? No, no, no. Just curiosity about what happened and why did it happen and why am I affected and why did I say this and why did they say that? I mean, that's all I'm saying, is just to look at everyday life experiences, because there is a key to everything that happens to you and to me that'll bring us to a higher level of joy, abundance, creativity, passion, love, gratitude. The good feelings are going to be endless. The universe is simple. The laws are simple. It's basically cause and effect. Whatever one energy causes, there is going to be an effect. Do you all agree that we're just these big balls of energy with skin and bone and muscles around it? But we're energy. We are spirit underneath this body. And that energy and that spirit will never die. But with that said, that energy and spirit can only do for you what you create. Whatever you create with your hands, your mind, your tools, whatever you create, you are going to get back. Because that's how energy works. We're magnets. We get back exactly what we give out. So that is why I am pleading with you, on my hands and knees, begging you to be mindful of your vibration. Be mindful of how good you feel first. Let that be your priority, because when it is, everything else is going to fall into place. How did I get off on a tangent? Jeez Louise. I guess that's why I have a radio show, though, right? I am supposed to be talking. That theme song, I keep forgetting to say this. I actually want to say it every time I hear my theme song that was written, produced, directed, lead vocalist, background vocalist, musician. That was written by my artist son, only one, number one son, Nathan Norrington. And I just want to say again, thank you, because every time I hear my theme song, I am beaming ear to ear. I don't care if I hear it a million times. It will always make me smile. Back to the show. That's enough ass kissing for my son. Back to the show. I was thinking about this vibration, the vibration that we put out, the vibration that we basically, and our vibration is our power. But before I go on, this is what I wanted to do. I invite you to call in and share your stories or ask a question or make a comment. Please call in. The number here is 646-564-9619. 646-564-9619. Getting back to the energy and being a certain vibration, a certain frequency. And I use the analogy of a radio because depending on your AM, FM radio stations, depending on where you turn that dial, that's the frequency, that's the show that you are going to get. And each show has a different frequency, like each one of us has a deep, different frequency. And depending on what you are tuned into, what your channel is saying, what your channel is advertising, that's what's going to come back. So I was thinking about my vibrations because this week I'm really focused on being grateful. And I asked myself this question, and I want to ask you this question too. Have you ever felt given out, lived in the majority of your vibration? Has the majority of your vibration, if not all of your vibration, most of the time, been a vibration of satisfaction? And I'm not talking about satisfaction after you get off of a roller coaster ride that you've enjoyed or a movie that was just phenomenal. I'm not talking about or a meal that you have to lick every finger. No, I'm not talking about that kind of satisfaction. I'm talking about an internal satisfaction with where you are, who you are, what you're doing, what you're not doing. I mean, so my question to you is, have you ever offered that vibration? Have you ever emitted that vibration? And if you have, what percentage would you say that you emit that vibration of being satisfied? I really had to question myself this week because I had to look in the mirror and say, vibration of being satisfied? I have to dust that vibration off because I don't know when I've taken that off the shelf lately. It's got a little dust on it. That's a funny one. Yeah, that vibration of being satisfied has a little dust on it. And the number if you want to call in is 646-564-9619. If you can believe this, I'm getting text messages right in the middle of the show. And I'm going to have to take a... No, you know what? I'm not going to take a break. But this is what I want to say about that vibration. The vibration is of satisfaction. A vibration of being satisfied. How often have you felt that vibration of being satisfied? And the answer to my question to myself was, like I said before, gotta dust it off. So then I began to think about, what if I did? Can you imagine the feeling of vibrating as a satisfied energy? Now, when I say satisfied, I'm not saying don't have goals. Don't work to whatever level you want to. I'm not saying to put your hands behind your head, cross your knees and give up. No, but what I'm saying is, wherever you are and whatever you're doing, have the vibration of being satisfied. In other words, it's the moment. It's the moment. It's always about the moment. There's a quote that I remember. It's one of my favorites. It says that you can never have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. The ending to a happy journey, you are going to... What? Jesus. At the end of a journey, if the journey wasn't happy, the ending, there is no way you're going to have a happy ending to a journey that's not happy. So basically, it's all about the individual moment. And I had to look myself in the mirror this week because I was tending to sink into that comfortable chair of what's wrong, as opposed to sitting in the chair of what's right. And it's just a friendly reminder. Just having that vibration or practicing the vibration of being satisfied, I can't imagine a better feeling. Love and satisfaction with self. Does it get any better than that? Love and satisfaction with self. And that means where you are, where you want to go, it's never about the end. It's never about it's never about being on film. It's always about getting the job, having the excitement, rehearsing, having fun, laughing. You experienced all of that, right? You experienced all of that. And so, if it doesn't make it to the big screen, then okay. In fact, that's a really good question. But I'm going to take a quick commercial break and come back. We have a caller. And come back with two stories, two more lessons, invaluable lessons that I learned this week. You're listening to Reality Spirituality. Come back. Quick break.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
Got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Reality
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get down.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, you don't feel good.
Welcome back. You're listening to Reality Spirituality, and I am your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. The topic of today's show is, as the promo, Reality Spirituality, and the title of today's show is, you either get it now or you get it later. You either get it now or you get it later. But you know what? You are going to get it. You are going to eventually get it. I watched two really good PBS specials this week. One was, and this is the link to Reality Spirituality. You can find spirituality in every story, in every event. One of the specials was about Steve Jobs from his beginnings to the end. His career, his innovations, his creativity, his struggles, his personality, and toward the end, his illness. The other special was on the Amish, the history of the Amish, and it's a religion, and I don't know when it started, but usually back in Pennsylvania or Connecticut, there's a lot of big communities of Amish people, and it was fascinating. And I want to tell you that there's a lot of traits, similarities that I have with the Amish people. The first story is about Steve Jobs, and Steve Jobs basically touched and changed and inspired four major entities. The computer industry was changed. The music industry, the movie industry, and of course, what's the other one? Did I say computer? The bottom line, he was really influential. And he had more money than I believe he was worth almost $4 billion. So a couple of years before his death, he found out he had this pancreatic cancer. And you know that he went to every place on the earth for herbal, for the best doctors, the best treatments, all even experimental treatments. You know this guy exhausted every avenue to try to stay alive. Our instinctual, our urge to survive is very strong. And he wanted to survive, but he, believe me, of course, you can imagine, had any and all treatment available to him. One of his friends was a journalist, and he tells a story that was toward the last few months of Steve Jobs' life, where the journalist went to visit him at his home. And he was confined to staying at home. He had dropped out of the public eye for at least a year and a half or 2 years before he eventually passed. And his friend, the journalist, went to the home, and Steve Jobs loved to take walks. He was inspired by walking. He relaxed while he was walking. That was one of his things that he enjoyed so much, to take a walk. And Steve Jobs told his friend, he says, "Let's take a walk." And his friend looked at him and said, "Are you sure you want?" He says, "Where are we walking?" And Steve Jobs says, "We're going to walk to the park. I love to walk to the park." Well, they started off, and they got about halfway, and Steve Jobs was visibly to the point where he couldn't go on. He was, I don't know if he was tired, but he stopped, and he couldn't take another step. And so his friend said, "Okay, let's turn back. Let's go back home." And Steve Jobs says, "No. My goal today is to get to the park. I am going to walk to the park today." And I was really touched by that, because here is a man who changed the world. And what was really important to him on that day was getting to the park. And the way I look at it is, we are going to get it. We are going to get it eventually. You either choose to get it now, or you're going to get it later, but you will get it eventually. And just, if you can imagine being in this man's shoes, and can you imagine what was important to him on those days that he got closer and closer and closer to the end? Can you imagine what was important to him? I have to say that I could feel that he got it. I'm just feeling it. I'm not saying I'm right or wrong. I'm just feeling that. I'm going to take a phone call. I see we have a caller. Oh, that's Nathan. That's my son, Nathan. Nathan, hello. You are on the air with Rebecca Norrington. You're on Reality Spirituality. What say you?
Well, it's about time, baby.
Well,
but
baby,
I like your story, though.
Well, baby, that's the only way I have to force you to listen.
With the story?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you would have hung up on me a long time before.
No, baby, I was just waiting to talk to you.
Oh, okay. So did you like the story, though?
I like the story, and I like that you said we either get it now or we get it later. I want to get it now.
Yes. Me too, Nathan.
And you also, when I first was listening in the beginning and you were talking about, you were talking about a happy life, and you can't get a happy ending without a happy life.
Without a happy journey. Mm-hmm.
Happy journey, but sometimes it's not happy. But most of it's happy. Or you know what I mean? It changes. At least for me it does.
Well, sometimes it's not happy, but see, that's a choice when you say sometimes it's not happy. You're choosing for it to be not happy. That's how you're labeling it. You're labeling it not happy. Because I would look at your life from zero to right now and from right now to all the way to the end, and guess what? I would say you had and are having a happy life. That's what I would say.
Yeah, I would say that too.
So yeah, so it's all about what you label.
I guess I'm talking about certain moments. You know what I mean.
Oh, so you're talking about specific moments.
Specific moments that are bad.
Okay. So give me the last specific moment in your life that was bad. Now that you're... Uh-huh.
I only had to think to a few minutes ago.
Get it? I'm laughing because I know that's right.
I know you know that's right.
Yeah. Hey, audience, one time, this was a couple of years ago, but Nathan actually had the gall to tell me and he had a conviction too. Hey, Mom, I like having bad days.
That's not what I said.
Bad days are good.
I did say that. Yeah, I do like it because they're different.
Yeah, you like
but
to
I don't
feel
like bad. When it's bad for too long.
Oh, so you like to feel bad for a second. In other words, you would like to get the water splashed on your face for just a second.
Well, I mean, I guess not really, but it happens from time to time, and I'm getting better with dealing with and being okay with it.
Well, it sounds like, are you trying too hard?
I am trying too hard, I think, yes.
Okay, then you know what? And that's what it sounds. It sounds like you're trying too hard, and you do not have to try that hard. In fact, only thing you need to do is lighten up. You're taking this shit so seriously. It's not serious. And
well,
I mean
that works for you, right?
Yeah, but when you say you're taking it, you said you're taking it like it's hard. So you know what? You're right. You want to keep it hard? Keep it hard. I don't like shit hard. You're right. Keep it. Do what you do.
Well, I am going to do what I do. I know that.
Yes.
And you're going to do what you do.
Well, isn't that a do doody do do do?
Do doody do do.
Do doody do don't.
Do doody do don't.
So let me tell you about Sunday's show because this is a little teaser.
Okay.
So listen, audience. Sunday show. This is the title. It's going to be a long one, but this is the gist of it. And I'm going to play the game too. Actually, it's a game that I created, and I'm going to play the game along with you, audience. And you could play it at home or you can call in. You can call in and talk to me live, 646-564-9619. But let me tell you this, that if you want to play this game, you got to put your shoulders back, your chest out, and you got to be able to bring the truth. And this is the name of the game. This is who I used to be, and this is who I am now.
Mm.
That's the name of the game. And so,
I like it.
Yeah, yeah. I sit here and I list, and I'm very honest. Like I said, you got to ready to bring the truth. Shoulders back, chest out, bring the truth. This is who I used to be, and I'm list one, number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven, maybe Mo.
Get it.
Get it. And then, and this is who I am now.
Mm.
And I'm a list, number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven, a lot Mo.
That's cool.
And that is going to be Sunday's game, because to play that game, first of all, you're going to learn a lot about yourself. And that is how you, that's how you conquer this whole planet, is aligning yourself, who you really are, who you really feel like. And you know it when you're light. When you're light, you know you've, when you're floating, you know you're right. At least I know I'm right. So you're going to know that you're growing. You're going to see, have concrete proof. You're going to be able to look at it and say, wow, I am amazing. Because look at who I used to be and look at who I am now. And then you get to share that with everyone. And then you get to see that, oh, used to be like that too? Me too. Because, listen, we're all the same. We all have the same challenges. The challenge of having a number one son and he never listened to me a day in his life.
Well, that's not true.
I know. I just threw that in to make sure everybody was listening.
No. Yeah, yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that game.
Yes.
And the other new format is on Mondays. I'm going to come up with Meditation Mondays, and I haven't really ironed that out yet, but we're going to be able to go through meditation moves. I'm going to be, it's going to be, hold it for this one. A guided meditation. And instead of meditation man, it's going to be meditation woman. So Neo, I would like to ask you.
Yes.
Did you remember something that you, got your feathers ruffled lately? You know, feather or two, a feather or two.
Right, feather two or three.
Or foe.
Or maybe mo.
But no, not no more than foe.
Right.
You have to think about it.
I do have to think about it. I don't know if I'm in the mood. I don't know if I'm in the mood to share it.
Well,
You know what I mean?
That is it. Now, see that? See, you see that? You see, audience, why I love my son? You see how honest he is? And that is the end of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, audience, let's get in tune to what really makes our heart sing. And what makes our heart drop? You're either singing or you're dropping. I mean, what? So let's get in tune with that. I love it. Don't you, audience, don't you love it? that someone tells you, you know, I don't feel like it, or this is not my thing, or no, thank you. I mean, isn't that okay with you, audience? Well, give you a preview of the game. This is who I used to be. Hell no, that's not okay with me, audience. You better do exactly what I say and when I say it. So, see, that's who I used to be. And if you didn't do, I had a whole cabinet, a whole closet full of weapons, poking the lips out, pouting, crossing the arms and ignoring, looking straight in your eyes and castrating, and don't forget the silent treatment.
Oh, one of my personal favorites.
So see, that is who I used to be. And let me tell you something. I thought that was powerful. Can you imagine? I thought that I was powerful because people that I barked at, usually they, you know, went scurrying along to do my bidding.
I mean, it is like a power move. You do make a power move.
Yes, but it's not real power. It's fake power, and it's power built on fear. It's not power built on love.
Mm.
It's fear-based power. That's why it didn't feel good. It didn't feel good to the person, and it didn't feel good to me. But if I do a love-based power, I'm going to feel good, and you're going to feel good.
Well,
that's
good.
Difference. And that's the difference of the power. Fear-based power versus love-based power.
Well, all right.
Are you ready for the Amish story? It's going to be 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm ready for the Amish story.
I watched the second special, which was a special on the Amish family. There was a movie that was, I think it was up for Best Picture, it was called Witness, with Harrison Ford and Danny Glover. It was a great movie. It's a great movie, great love story. Bottom line is, the Amish people are very different. They don't use electricity. They don't ride in cars. They don't have a radio. They don't have a telephone. They don't have a television. They get everywhere by horse and buggy. They earn their living by being farmers or working in factories. They don't let their children go to high school because they say, what do you have to learn after reading and writing? They don't believe in learning trigonometry if you're not going to use it on the farm. So it's just an interesting life. And basically what the Amish, there was a very famous story, and I vaguely remember it. I have to say I don't. But I remember hearing bits and pieces, and it happened in 2006. And the Amish, all of their children in their community go to school at the same place, from six years old to 13 years old. And there was a gunman that came in, Charlie Roberts. This happened in 2006. And came in and kidnapped all of the children. And he was just a nut. He wasn't an Amish person. He was an Englishman. Amish people call everybody that's not Amish English. And he came into the schoolroom and took the kids hostage. Now, there weren't any telephones, so just by word of mouth and ringing the bell, and actually this guy, Charlie Roberts with the gun, he let the boys go and tied up the little girls. So bottom line is that people came from their towns, from their families, from their farms to the schoolhouse. The police came also. And this gunman knew that he was surrounded. Basically, there were 10 girls left. He shot them all. 5 of them died. 5 of them lived. That evening, the Amish families went to Charlie Roberts' family's home. Because, in the end, he'd shot himself. After he shot the kids, he shot himself. So they went to his family, says Charlie Roberts, the gunman's home, to offer their condolences, to pray for them, to just say, we still, to comfort them. This their son. And when Charlie Roberts was buried, 30 of the families went to his service. There are tour buses that go in throughout the Amish countries and farmlands, and a group of the English people, the tourists said to the Amish, what's the difference between the Amish and us? What's the difference between you and me? And the Amish man said, how many of you all have televisions in your homes? And they all raised their hands, and then he said, how many of you think that if you didn't have a television in your home, you would be closer to your family. You would spend more time with your family. You would have more family interactions. You would have a more solid foundation with your family. How many think that if you didn't have television, that would happen? And they all raised their hands, yes. And then the Amish farmer said, well, how many of you are willing to get rid of your televisions to have a better relationship with your family? And none of them raised their hands. And the Amish farmer said, that's the difference between me and you. I get rid of my television to have a better relationship with my family. And basically, they believe that sacrificing all of these things, they have a better relationship with God. They have a better relationship with the universe. I don't know about you guys, but I don't know of too many people that would go to the funeral and go to the family's home of a gunman that just murdered one of my children. But see, it's not about that. And this is the closing line that the farmer said, the Amish farmer said. He said, having judgment is a burden. Judging is a burden. It's a burden to your soul. It's a burden to your connection with the universe. Judging is a burden. And that's what I got from that special. It was phenomenal. I loved it. I'm going to have to wrap up today's show, but I enjoyed it immensely. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Neo. Thank you for calling in. Thank you, audience. And remember, we're going to be having a show on Sunday at noon Pacific Standard Time. This is who I used to be, and this is who I am now. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for all of your suggestions. I'm wishing you a wonderful evening. I'm closing my eyes and I'm honoring your energy. I love you all, audience. Have a wonderful evening. This is Rebecca Norrington, and you've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh.